Okay, as we say every time this week, say good evening. I said good morning the last week. Good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here on this Saturday, 8th of June 2019. 08 June 2019. And I won't bore you about life in the UK apart from Nigel Farage has stormed it in the year that was last week, really, in the European elections, causing havoc. He didn't win the Peterborough by-election, lost it by 680 votes, but there again, they'd only 2 weeks to prepare for that. And the Labour Party won it by swindling the postal vote. That's how they win elections all the time, anyway. But we'll leave that by the by. But a phrase I've been using non-stop in this program, the subtitle of this program is and should be, attack, attack, attack. It's getting worse. I mean, not worse, horrendously bad. Like, I've been at this 19, 20 years, and the last 10 years it's got progressively bad every year. But the last year alone, it's like the 10 years compacted into one. We are being attacked by 5G, vaccinations, draconian legislation. In America, people have been murdered by police on a shocking scale. Look at the RBN website. There are republicbroadcasting.org. And every week, there's two or three major stories that John Stafford puts up about the latest attack of police on innocent people. It's absolutely like they are a murder squad in the United States. It's just shocking beyond words. Really, really, really is. But today we have, in the second hour, of an outstanding, I think one of the most outstanding things I've ever done in this program, interview with Jim O'Doherty, talking to David Noakes. David and Oakes and Lintire came up with a cure for cancer, and it's called GCMAF, and it's been around since the 80s. They put it together, they treated 9,000 people, and they had an 80% success rate. Usually people died of other complications that had nothing to do with cancer. And what happened then? They were attacked by the British MHRA, that's the Regulatory Drugs Authority of Britain, and the French Regulatory Authority, and they closed their bank accounts. Swindle took, he was turning over £7 million. He was employing scientists and doctors. He was making a salaried wage out of that, and he was treating people who had no money, who had stage four cancer, who got total recovery, no joke. But this interview is absolutely gripping. And it's it'll be a 44-minute interview in the second hour. And then in the third hour today, we'll have, use his name correctly, David, a crucial nonsense. He has another title. I've slightly missed it out here. Who will be on talking computer tech, which I've asked other people to do with me. But we have, Dave has, Etheric Dave. I'll argue with him over having that name. That's crucial nonsense, but he's the high-tech genius who saved us from Skype screwing up operations here in RBN. He put together our version of Skype. I'll leave the title out of it for now, but it's really kept this program on air, really, because the sound coming from me for 6 months or more there was atrocious last year. But it'll be an ongoing thing we're going to do once a month at least about computer tech and the destructive aspect of tech that's designed to attack us and ways around it, etc., etc. We'll leave it to him to explain all that. But I'm really looking forward. I met this person I'm preaching today is the most outstanding investigative journalist, Gemma O'Doherty, who lost her job for telling the truth and paid a mighty price for telling the truth, exposing corruption in Ireland and in the government and in so many areas of the police as well. And again, she's been hounded and hounded by them. It's getting as bad in Ireland, and she's exposing the appalling excessive immigration in Ireland. There's something like 19% of the population in Ireland are immigrants now, compared to 20 years ago when there was hardly 1 or 2%. And it's overloading everything. A third of the people on the housing lists are being housed are foreign nationals, and a lot of them are economic migrants. And it's just like a miniature version of America. But a large country of America can sort the problem out. A large country like Britain can absorb so much immigration, but a small country, it gets screwed up very, very quickly. But she's a multi-level campaigning journalist. She was a speaker at the famous thing I keep talking about, was worth talking about, 80-10 Alternative View, the 10th year of it, two or three weeks ago, nearly a month now. And she was an outstanding speaker at that. But she does a nightly blog. Just tap in Gemma O'Doherty to YouTube and you'll come up with her latest blog. It's usually might be 40 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe an hour, but depending if you're somebody on. But keeping up, and she's guests on from all over the world. But the one we're doing today is just gone out of an hour or so ago, where she has David Noakes on, and he's on behalf of his partner, Lynn Thayer, T-H-Y-R, who had this fantastic treatment. And the things that did not actually reveal in this program, but revealed at AV10, the 1939 Health Act of whatever it was in Britain makes it illegal to state that you have a cure for cancer. And doctors cannot use the word cure for cancer, right? And there's some, we'll wait till the statistics come out. It'll absolutely shock you how corrupt government and Big Pharma, who are in bed together in America, in Britain, in the European Union, of course, and it's European Union law that's caused all the havoc for David Noakes and Lynn Thayer on a shocking scale. And no crime is committed whatsoever. None. And the product they put together for treating people was 80% successful, including stage 4 cancer, right? But that'll all be explained in the second hour when we pull that piece up. It's 1 hour 20, but we're only going to play 44 minutes of it, I think. But to put another note into Ken to time it, etc. But the multinationals, I mean, if you're a multinational, you're a criminal, basically, or a criminal organization. I said corporate tyranny is one story today. Corporate tyranny, Netflix, Disney threatened Georgia, the state of Georgia, over the abortion ban, right? These people are taking it on themselves to threaten them. And it says here, Netflix this week threatened to pull out of Georgia over their newly passed anti-abortion law and said they're going to work with the ACLU and others to fight the new law. Really? This is the new silent weapons for silent wars, the military-industrial complex using 5G to kill us with other methods, and their partners in crime, the multinationals, attacking us again. But this piece from CNN, which is Chris Menahan, the author. So far, actors and production of companies have been the most vocal about the controversial Georgia anti-abortion law. But now Netflix has entered the conversation. In an executive statement to Variety, Ted Sarandos, Netflix chief executive, chief content officer, said, "We have many women working on production in Georgia, whose rights, along with millions of others, will be severely restricted by this law." What a load of BS. We've got the United States to live in. That's why we will work with the ACLU, another appalling organization, and others to fight it in court. Given the legislation has not yet been implemented, we'll continue to film there while also supporting partners and artists who choose not to. Like they have a lineup of women waiting to have abortions in their own company. I mean, that is so small a percentage, it's shocking what would be in reality. Even those who would have an abortion, should it ever come into effect, he said, we will rethink our entire investment in Georgia. That's what they call blatant blackmail, you know. But who wants to be involved with a company like that anyway? Netflix behavior and some of the obscenity they put out on Netflix is just something else. But go on to say in this article, Walt Disney Company Chief Executive Bob Iger told Reuters on Wednesday it would be very difficult for the media company to keep filming in Georgia if a new abortion law takes effect, because many people will not want to work in the U.S. state. Many, I don't think that's applied to many. Disney has filmed blockbuster movies in Georgia, such as Black Panther, Avengers Endgame, and it will be a blow to this state's efforts to create production jobs. And if the entertainment giant stopped filming there, Georgia's Republican governor signed into law on May 7th a ban on abortion after a doctor can detect a fetal heartbeat about 6 weeks into pregnancy, before many women know they are pregnant. The law is due to take effect on January 1st if it survives a court challenge. Asked if Disney would keep filming in Georgia, Iger said it would be very difficult to do so if the abortion law is implemented. Well, I'll just stop here. I don't have the piece with me, but Disney is putting obscene subtitles and innuendo into their cartoons about everything, pedophilia, etc. And these being looked at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old children. And I asked somebody to have them come back to them. Yeah, to put about a piece on that, how obscene that company is. And I've witnessed them suing companies who bought their permissions to use, you know, commercial companies can, on a cornflake packet, or can use Disney characters by paying a hell of a fee by using them on some item they're giving away, a toy gun or a toy doll or something. But if any of the companies miss a beat on the payments for each tranche of the work, they'll be sued right down the line by Disney. And I saw that in Dublin 20 years ago. And I noticed they had become the company that Walt Disney founded, although Disney was a Mason, of course, a Masonic Mason, has become an obnoxious company now, one of the most obnoxious in Hollywood. That's just by the by. And this guy asked if he was staying in Georgia, the chief executive guy, whatever he is. I rather doubt it. Iger said in an interview ahead of the dedication of for a new Star Wars section at Disneyland, I think many people who work for us will not want to work there, and we will have to heed their wishes in that request. That's total BS. But these companies are just out of control, totally out of control. And that's a big problem Donald Trump has. He really has a big... He's slowly moving a long way around with Barr investigating Google and Facebook, etc. And that's largely been initiated by Mike Adams, who put a very strong legal case to the Department of Justice and through contacts with the Trump administration. But here's one bright piece of news. New Zealand and Australia, which we know is now gone to the globalists and totally. And the creature who's running New Zealand, we'll come to her name in a minute. She was trained in Masonic scholarships, trained by the UN for the job she has over the years, and the saps, idiots in New Zealand, they're losing their reason. But anyway, citizens disobey New Zealand gun ban. Only 530 of 300,000 people turned their guns in. We had TV programs coming out in New Zealand interviewing farmers saying, oh yes, I want to turn my guns in, etc., for the greater good, which was BS. That's, let's see, percentage-wise, that's quarter of a percent, maybe. Well, maybe this is someone to hold out some hope for New Zealand. But Matagoras is covering this issue, and he's saying here, for Activist Post, in March, New Zealand Prime Minister, yeah, here's her name, Jacinda Ardern, that's the creature, oh, what a vile creature, we should look up her history, announced the first tranche in a number of moves to restrict the rights of New Zealand citizens to protect themselves with firearms. This move was in direct response to the horrific murders that unfolded on March 15th, the Muslim temples, which are highly suspect of the videos that got out about that, if it was actually a live shooting. Coincidentally, this is the exact move the terrorists who carried out these attacks had hoped for and predicted. Well, it was a state-run operation. We know that. The good news is, however, that most citizens are refusing to turn in their guns. The terrorists who murdered 50 people, so-called, earlier this year was engaged. This one person, mind you, was engaging in a classic propaganda of the deed in which he predicted accurately that his murder would spark the restriction of gun rights. Lawmakers took his bait. On 15th of March, our history changed forever. Now our laws their laws will change as well, said Ardern. And she carried out the will of this terrorist. We are announcing action today on behalf of the New Zealanders, on behalf of the globalists, to strengthen our gun laws and make our country a safer place. Once you hear those words, we're going to make it safer for you. That means you're going to be a prisoner. Well, you're already a slave and a prisoner anyway. What we're banning today, Jacinda Ardern. What we're banning today are the things used in last Friday's attack things, she said, adding, it's about all of us. It's the national interest. It's about safety. BS. According to a new report from New Zealand Herald, however, the citizens feel safer by holding onto their guns. It is estimated that roughly 250,000 people own the recently banned semi-automatic weapons in New Zealand. Estimates show that 250,000 gun owners who were turned into criminals overnight by the government own around 300,000 firearms. I'm surprised it's that high in New Zealand, but very good. Since the government attempted to disarm these 250,000 people, only 530 guns have been turned in. Hooray. Government, for people who don't understand the gun issue, never had a gun, and watch people who have a gun-free zone been mowed down by psychopaths or the government, I think they should try and understand the gun issue. Government, the only thing can stop a guy, a bad guy with a gun, is a good guy with a gun. That is quite a good phrase. Government officials are attributing the lack of gun turn-ins to citizens wanting to be properly compensated for the weapons. I don't think that's the issue. However, complexity of the situation is likely far different. If they are being serious about their considerations and ensuring that there is fair and reasonable compensation, then firearm owners will wait a bit longer to make it sure it's just as fair as when just unfair when it's received. Well, just simply don't hand them in. Nicola McKee, Secretary of the Council of Licensed Firearm Owners, told the New Zealand Herald, wait for this now, we are effectively being punished for the acts of a foreign terrorist, and we want to make sure that our personal and private property is adequately compensated when it is confiscated. Well, she's half agreeing to hand over the guns, you idiot. But in reality, the people likely don't want to disarm themselves, and this is their only defense against these terrorists. Sure, people don't simply want to be robbed of their property without compensation, well, of your life. However, there is no amount of money that can compensate some into being defenseless. But the value of the gun is irrelevant. As TFTP has previously noted, it must be the local paper, depending on the current government, life in disarmed society can go on peacefully for a while. However, in some cases, citizens, men and women and children, are slaughtered by the millions as corrupt governments, officials and criminals become the only ones to have guns. Even when gun control seems to work in the short term, the scapegoaters are never satisfied, as we're seeing in the United Kingdom. Politicians are now going after knives as evil weapons that our law-abiding citizens shouldn't ever need. Well, they're going after a certain type of army killing knife that nobody needs. That is the point. They're knives as such. Simply put, guns in the hands of good people level the playing field against guns in the hands of bad people. It's that simple. As this tragic case illustrates, bad guys will always have access to guns, even if you use laws to disarm them. And, okay. But anyway, we made a point anyway. But anyway, we're going to the first break, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
The first break of the first hour. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting, and I say I hope we have an interesting program today. But on this first hour, I'll read so many articles here. I have no end of articles, my friends, on attack, attack, attack. But I might get to a thing later on that the letter that Julian Assange wrote to the public, which should not forget him, is another innocent man. It trumped up on absolutely crap charges for telling the truth. This is where we are. This is where we are. Just telling the truth and stating legitimate cases, you can end up in jail. And this has to be fought on every level. But here's an example. The Daily Mail, which is a monstrous publishing organization in Britain, they're one of the best quick access news sites in the world. They have now lost 50% of the daily search traffic after Google has changed the algorithm change, because under Google they're regarded as conservative newspaper, right? And they are, but they're a royalist newspaper as well. But it's this guy, Chris Minahan. Minahan is writing this article, and he's saying, Google is now screwing over even normier right-wing news sites in their quest to purge all content from the internet, which counters leftist narratives in advance of the 2020 election. This is going to have an effect about people, because so many people get their news from Google, from social media, that they're swayed by the propaganda and stuff that they don't even know subliminally that they're being given disinformation on. And it says, a few days ago, Google warned publishers that change was on the horizon. The search giant was tweaking its algorithm, and it wanted to let publishers know that they may notice a shift. The company said the change, dubbed the June 2019 core update, I see, wasn't huge, but any algorithm change will likely affect the websites that rely on accurate search results. The new algorithm was launched this past Monday, and some publishers are already taking a big hit. Most notable among them is the Daily Mail, which reportedly complained about losing up to 50% of its daily search traffic as a result of this update, and they are huge. So I'm glad they're rattling the sabers to the Daily Mail, because they'll kick back against Google. The SEO director of the website even seems to have taken Google's help forums to report taken to Google's help forums report the huge drop as spotted on by the blog search engine Redoubtable, okay, and the algorithms working against them. He added that they saw their Discover traffic drop 90%, and it has not improved. External members confirmed that some sites have seen drops in over the past few days. A new report from search engine Land cites data from SEO tool provider Systrix, I don't know who these are, which indicate that many sites saw big drops in search visibility once the algorithm change went into place. The Daily Mail was indeed listed on Systrix, S-Y-S-T-R-X, list of losers, along with NFL and Vimeo. Okay, and on this article, which is an active post, it gives all the figures, a very elaborate set of data and charts and figures, and the article title on Activist Post is Daily Mail loses 50% of daily search traffic after Google changes the algorithms. Right? Okay. that's useful in its own way, that, because they've got a lot of punch and clout and money, the Daily Mail. Up to recently, they have a change of editor who now has diluted down the paper. Paul Dacre was the campaigning editor for 20 years, and he wasn't afraid to take anyone on. Absolutely bare-knuckled attack on politicians when they were stepping out of the line. And they took many, many politicians out of office who were misbehaving in many ways. They would start the fight, and of course the other papers would follow along sheepishly, etc., etc. But a story from the Northwest, 5G opposition increases in Pacific Northwest. Telecom industry has still provided no evidence that 5G is safe. Well, they never will. And the insurance industry wouldn't insure 1G, never mind 2, 3, 4, never mind 5G, for years and years and years, because it was so obnoxious and there's no way it could be insured as a risk. And 5G is a weapon, a military weapon. That's what it is. I'll read the story. Sorting and sifting people through this list here. Yes, and a few more Google stories as well about their obscene carry-on. This 5G opposition increases in the Pacific Northwest. And I just catch up with the story. And BN Frank is writing this for Activist Post, and he's saying here, in February, telecom industry executives gave congressional testimony that they cannot provide any scientific evidence that 5G is safe, right? They cannot provide evidence that it's safe. At least they haven't got a brass neck to say it is safe. Yeah, because they're barefaced criminals. And the telecom industry was a snake pit of criminality, including Vodafone. But anyway, I'll finish this article when we get through this break. And we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, and we're just reading a piece here about, again, the skullduggery of the telecoms industry. 5G opposition increases in the Pacific Northwest. Telecom industry has still provided no evidence that 5G is safe. Well, I'm delighted. That's too easy. Whittle them down now. But and in the UK here, if this guy, comical-looking character, Ian Crane, but he's a clever guy. He and a group of people single-handedly beat the crap out of the fracking industry over so many years, and it's now has a ban, a temporary moratorium anyway, where all the campaign groups in the area where they're fracking are highly organized. And as he said, it has been the nursery to run a campaign to stop 5G. So they're reasonably organized on that one here in the UK. But they said what they did, and this is the 5G... As I said, they just revised the first piece. They couldn't guarantee it was safe, right, in a few videos, but they're saying what they didn't say is that there is research that has already proven that 5G is harmful. Well, just buy a tri-field monitor, TF2 monitor, for about $200 and go around and test. That's a multi-purpose unit. You can test baby monitors, smart meters, household radiation, cell tower radiation, and get it immediately on the screen what it is and write out for people how in danger they are and the damage it's doing to them. Absolutely. That's all you have to do, and multiply that up by people doing that. And that is the evidence alone. But and show it in the face of journalists and politicians who are running away from this issue. But that's why the opposition to 5G continues to increase in the US and around the world. Here the excerpts from the recent news stories from KKXN. Although it's a written piece, not a video, not an audio. Activists are asking city or county governments of at least 7 Pacific Northwest communities to defy the federal government. They want to stop the development of the next generation of 5G cellular service. But the Federal Communications Commission, what a bunch, and the Trump administration have made the speedy rollout of faster wireless networks a national priority. This is where Trump has his head up his rear end, and he is ignorant and doesn't read reports. He's like Ronald Reagan. He only looks at videos and social media. City officials find themselves pulled in multiple directions, with their options becoming more limited by federal preemption with each passing season. The cross currents were on display at the most recent public forum, open mic night, basically of the Eugene City Council. I presume that's in Washington State. The public comments there could just as well have been heard at council or commissioner's chambers, from Bellingham, Port Angeles, and Gig Harbor in Washington to Portland, Corvallis, and Ashland, Oregon. Okay, right down the West Coast, he's saying. And they're saying, I want to say first, the 5G situation is a nightmare and an emergency, said Eugene resident Sabrina Siegel when her name was called Tuesday. You are really dragging your feet on it. It is foolish and irresponsible to allow the rollout of 5G with no definite evidence and the safety of the technology. Philip Anderson, another Eugene resident, told the council members. The members of the city council would have complete authority to pass a moratorium halting the further placement of 5G small cell towers, and boy, they are the really dangerous ones, probably on top of lampposts, throughout Eugene. Resident Becky Buckner asserted, citing an antique commandeering doctrine. Okay. Another article here. That despite 5G proponents insisting that everybody wants 5G, there's at least one U.S. city which installed it and have signed up for it. Sacramento, California. Sacramento. Am I correct in saying that's under the Orrible Dam, which may not be around if the dam gives way, and the dam is under serious threat. Right? I think I have that right. Research suggests that nearly 6 months later, fewer than 0.1% of people living in single-family homes here have signed up for the service. The study concedes that while multi-family dwellings could boost the percentage, it was not possible to determine the number of subscribers in large apartments or condominium complexes. Nobody wants it. The research revealed that 273 small 5G cell sites installed by Verizon under the agreement with the city of Sacramento cover less than 6% of residential addresses in the 7 zip codes analyzed. And of those eligible addresses, fewer than half signed up with Verizon. Other issues associated with 5G installations include cybersecurity risk, privacy violations, property value reduction, and weather forecasting accuracy. Oh yeah, well, I don't know what that is. Okay, but before we get started, all the smart meters alone will cause havoc in a household on its own. But 5G, as I say, well, that's a comprehensive lecture on that. It's on there, and if you look up Mark Steele, 5G, the apocalypse. I'll double check that title in a minute and give it out again on the internet. Mark Steele, 5G. He has a series of fantastic explanations, and he's an electronics engineer. He knows what he's talking about. He's an electronics inventor, and he is outstanding, telling the truth in the UK. And again, they tried to jail him recently as well on an absolutely trivial crap charge of swearing at a local councillor. This is the low life who are going ahead with it in Newcastle and the adjoining city. But anyway. But this other story and this cluster I have here on this subject, smart, S-M-A-R-T, homes turn stupid as Google Cloud creates locking people out of their own homes and shutting off access to their conditioners. I'm told that David Crucial Lawson's coming on third hour. This next generation of computers, you won't have a hard drive. Your stuff will be going into the cloud and it won't be yours, right? So get ready for that, where they're going to absolutely destroy you. You won't own anything. Your home, your children, your data, it's not yours, you see. This is what the tyranny we're heading into. Absolutely shocking. And I'm searching here, as I saw, here it is. Smart. I'll give you the definition of smart. It sounds like a high-tech and smart and clever. No. Smart stands for the following. Secret, militarized, OMS in residential technologies. Right, SMART, secret militarized arms in residential technologies. It's a military weapon, and have no doubt that it is anything but that. And that's where the title came from. But anybody, your local authority or tech, offering you smart this, that, the other, or fridges, run a mile, absolutely run a mile. But this small, slightly humorous story, smart homes turn stupid as Google Cloud creators locking people out of their own homes and shutting off access to the air conditioner. So people who have taken that on really need a kicking. How stupid can you get? And these other listening devices that they have, that you can talk to, the Google and the Amazon one, I mean, you've got to be out of your mind, but most likely California is the biggest market for that. Deranged lefties love this technology. Yeah. All of the tech dummies out there who foolishly made their homes smart. This is an article, and it's been written by Ethan Huff in Natural News. All those dummies out there who foolishly made their homes smart by handing over control of their appliances to Google are finally learning the hard way that in the event of an outage, what's yours, what's yours quickly becomes inaccessible and is not yours. And a lot of these people are getting a kicking. They'll have to learn somehow an electronic kicking. During the recent East Coast tech failure, many people with Nest thermostats and other Google-owned cloud platforms gadgets reported to the media that they could suddenly no longer unlock their doors, turn on their air conditioning, or even use their baby monitors. Well, the baby monitors are giving off Wi-Fi radiation that will potentially kill the child. Shocking. Seen those figures recently, some of the high-tech ones. Along with other Google products like Gmail, G Suite, and YouTube, which also went down, the whole slew of other third-party apps and services that run on Google's cloud. See this cloud crap? Including Discord, Snapchat, and some Apple iCloud services are reportedly went down. All across Twitter, smart homeowners lamented that they could no longer use the Nest thermostats, smart locks, cameras, and other cloud-run products. How stupid can you be putting yourself in this limbo, which greatly disrupted their lives and caused problems that they hilariously claimed they never could have anticipated? Well, they have to be stupid not to see the risk of taking on that item in this cloud technology. So we finally get AC, right, great. What's AC? Apple Cloud, is it? Google is down, moaned that the Nest user. We have the Nest thermostat. Nest runs on Google, can turn on the air conditioning because the app is down. Another Twitter user who owns Nest products tweeted similar complaints, whining that it's very inconvenient when the system is down, especially if you use Nest cameras for baby monitors. Is the outage expected to end soon? This same user asked. Sometimes I wish I got simple baby monitors instead of paying a premium price and a monthly fee for an inconsistent service. Well, Lisa Haven put out an emergency thing. She's pretty good as the stuff she was out. There was a shutdown of all the social media services the same day there, a few days ago in early June, at the same time on a Sunday, of course. And that was a test, a deadlock switch for the internet being tested, it would appear. And they go on to say in this article, smart is just code for handling over control of your entire life to Big Brother. That's another good way of putting it, yeah. So if you haven't figured this out yet, the whole smart movement is just about the dumbest thing ever, especially when you realize that in exchange for partaking in all their conveniences, smart devices and gadgets are really just a backdoor for the government to gain total control of your life. The many Twitter users complaining about the recent Google outage and how it affected them personally are probably rethinking their decision to go smart, as they are now beginning to recognize its horrific implications once things hit the fan. In the event of a total grid down, people with smart homes won't be able to unlock their keyless doors, nor will they be able to rig up generators or other emergency equipment to survive either. How about that? This would seem to be the whole point of making things smart, by the way, as it removes control from you, the people, and hands it over to Big Brother. many people are still going to have to learn in a much harder way the true consequences of such technology, as even this temporary outage is just a small foretaste of what's to come in the very near future, especially since these types of outages seem to be getting increasingly more frequent. As to the cause of this most recent outage, Google is blaming high levels of network congestion in the eastern USA aren't convinced of buying that. It seems more likely that that more malevolent forces are at work here, and Google's job is going to be one of working out how to avoid repeat performance of what is being a pretty audacious and sophisticated attack, writes Chris Merriman in the Enquirer. If it does turn out to have been a security breach, it will invite very awkward questions about the secure infrastructure at Google and a recent browser. Well, they are being deluged with cases now all around the world. They're being attacked like Monsanto for appalling skullduggery on so many levels that the public should be clicking on to the realization that they are in trouble, and that technocracy, that's the word, and it's the key word, the technocracy is corralling us and turning us into slaves on a shocking scale. This is the evidence. And there's another one article here, Vicky Batts writing this for Natural News. She's saying, if you use Gmail, Google has been secretly collecting details on everything you purchase, both online and offline. And these morons who have Nectar points and reward cards in supermarkets, I mean, all that data has been profiled against you, how much you're spending on what, and they can build incredible details about you from that for absolutely crap rewards. But most of these checkout creatures you meet going through, they keep asking you, have you got a reward card? I say no. They don't get on a t-shirt printed, I think. Not to ever catch me wearing a t-shirt. No, I do not have a frigging reward card. But she goes on to say, Gmail is usually one of the most widely used email services, really. But in the wake of yet another scandal, fans may want to start looking elsewhere. A shocking report from CNBC reveals that Google has been spying on users through their email. Are they surprised? Tracking everything they buy, Google has years worth of purchase data it has collected from Gmail users. Well, they're pooling that with Amazon and PayPal, and you are surrounded, folks, regardless of whether they made the purchase through Google or not. That's what I just said. The massive invasion of privacy is just another instance of Google abusing its power. While Google claims that this private information is not used to sell you advertisements, just about anyone who has ever used a search engine would beg to disagree. Google is creepy, and they're spying on your email. Google CEO, this absolute vile creature, Sundar Pichai, who absolutely told appalling lies to the congressional, and they let him off. Just he's allowed to walk from the barefaced lies he told to the Congressional Committee. Google CEO Sundar Pichai may wax poetic about the necessity for privacy, but as they say, action speaks louder than words, and Google has clearly demonstrated they have no problem with invading your privacy for profit. Well, they became that many years ago. Google uses Gmail to spy on users and collect data, subheading here. Google is under fire for collecting users' purchase data, even when they are making a purchase through another website like Amazon, and even in the store. CNBC writer Todd Haddleston reports that Google has a record of just about everything he's ever bought since 2012, including long-forgotten purchases like shoes bought at Macy's and Starbucks, etc., etc., etc. This article goes on a bit. I said the death of privacy. Well, that's the bleeding obvious, and I keep telling people, I take people off of Gmail accounts. No email account is secure, but that's what's going on, folks, on every level. Except he's leaning down on the floor to pick stuff up, but it's something else. But one note about this appalling incident, the Broward County shooting. I'll come to that article We'll go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, and we're coming back in the last break of the first hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. You want to go on the website, and there's a lot of very good information there, and etc. The list of programs and the schedule for RBN, etc. But one final story this hour. Broward County, Broward Coward, that's Scott Peterson they're referring to, finally arrested on charges of neglect after leaving Parkland kids to be slaughtered by a crazed student. And they're quoting Fox News, if you can depend on that. And they say Parkland students marched to Florida Capitol building to demand a gun reform. You know, advertising schools as a gun-free zone is inviting headbangers and nutters and the state in to kill your children, basically. The federal government, Natural News, who's writing this article, J.D. Hayes, pretty good. Parents of majority Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, who lost children during the mass shooting there in February 2018, have suffered far more than just waiting for something, anything resembling justice to occur. It now appears as though at least some justice is taking place. You may recall that during the horrific attack, former student Nicholas Cruz was allowed to murder at will because the Broward County Sheriff's deputy assigned to the school safety officer, Scott Peterson, refused to intervene despite the fact that he was armed and he was stationed at the school for precisely that purpose. He was even caught on the school's video camera system loitering outside while Cruz continued his murderous rampage inside. On Tuesday, according to WCTV Eyewitness News, Peterson was arrested by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement for criminal neglect of children and culpable negligence following a 15-month probe into the shooting. It took 15 months. I mean, and more police officers on overtime. I mean, that's absolutely usual scandal in police. Why it took that long to investigate itself an injustice, but there you have it. The FDLE, this organization, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, investigation shows that Deputy Peterson did absolutely nothing to mitigate the MSD shooting that killed 17 children, teachers and staff, and injured 17 others. And the FDLE Commissioner Rick Swearingen said there can be no excuse for his complete inaction and no question that this inaction cost lives, the news station added. Peterson was the school resource officer for MSD during the shooting. Officials will say the investigation revealed Peterson refused to investigate the source of the gunshots, retreated during the active shooting, while victims are being shot, and directed other law enforcement who arrived on the scene to remain 500 feet away from the building. Wow. Actively involved in their killing, you could say. You may recall that the sheriff at the time, Scott Israel, what a piece of work he was made out to be, denied any culpability or responsibility regarding Peterson's actions. Okay, we're at the top of the hour, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.